And now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and this is season number 4. And on today's show, we got an episode you do not want to miss. So without a doubt, let's get it in.
Welcome to the Vision Live Network. You are now tuned in to the Slack is Talk podcast, hosted by film producer Jason Slack and presented by the Vision Live Network. The Vision Live Network is the home of a number of today's popular podcasts. Since you are already a fan, you might as well subscribe. Visit www.visionlivenetwork.com, go to the Slack is Talk podcast, then click the subscribe button. That's it. It's that simple. The show will be delivered to your device every time there is a new episode. Now you can hear all the talk from the 40 Vision man himself. Thanks for tuning in to the Vision Live Network, where you can experience our vision live. 40 Vision Films and Godstar Productions are two proud sponsors of the Vision Live Network, working together to bring us the best listening experience possible. 40 Vision Films and Godstar Productions, two marquee names in our industry today. For more information, visit 40visionfilms.com.
And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, March 7th, 2024. And on today's show, man, you know, it's a tough one, man. It's hard for me to do, man. It's hard. 2 days ago, man, I lost a good friend of mine, Kenny G, you know, Kenneth Geiger. And on today's show, man, I want to pay homage. I wanted to pay, you know, my respect. I wanted to share my experience with him. And overall, man, is this a tough one? But I know the Slack is Talk community got my back. I know y'all got me through this. And I just want to say, you know, of course, man, first week of March, it's a blessing to be here on the Slack is Talk. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. Today's episode of the Slack is Talk podcast is brought to you by One of One Clothing, presented by Jalen Vinoy. One of One is just not only a clothing line, but it's a brand, it's accessories, but it's a lifestyle. So check him out, man. You know, Jalen Vinoy. Doing big things, man. And it's your world this week, man. It's your world. I want to start off this show right. And while we're on the subject of Jalen Vinoy, congratulations, man. Last week, you know, he got inducted into a fraternity, the Alpha Chapter in North Carolina A&T, a prestigious college. And I mean, This is a great honor, man. You know, check out the story over there on rightvisionnews.com. You know, it's a full article on the story, on the story going on right now. You know, please check that out. And I just want to give time out, man, to talk about, you know, Jalen for a minute. You know, he's another one in my Vision for Kids organization. Grown man now, but we had him from day one. And from day one, I always knew this kid was on the big things, man. Always. You know, all my kids, but sometimes, man, you can see, you know, more than others, man. It's very, very visible. It was just like oozing out with this kid. Like, you could just tell, like, he was on the greatness. You know, clothing line, joining the fraternity now, always an A student in school. Man, you know, like, I can't say enough about it, man. I want you to, you know, keep doing your thing, which I know you will. And I love just watching your journey, man. I love watching the journey. I can't wait to see where this ends up. I can't wait to see your next move. You know what I'm saying? Like, you always pulling something out of the hat, and it's always good. And your next move is always better than your last, man. You know what I'm saying? So just keep doing your thing, and congratulations, man. Jalen Vannoy. Now, let's get into it, man. My March birthdays for Vision for Kids. And we celebrated two of them already this week. Happy related birthday to my man Chris, who celebrated his on March 4th. Another one, you know, day one in our network. Grown man, basketball coach, great father, just an overall great guy, man. You know, happy related birthday. Keep doing your thing. Also, same day, man, my man Big Game James, great football player. You know what I'm saying? Like, great student, great dude. Another one that's on the big things, man. I continue watching the journey. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see what's next. Can't believe you're in high school already, man. You know, time flies, man. Time goes, man. But happy birthday. Happy birthday, bro. And make sure you celebrate it all month long, like we do here on the Slackers Talk podcast. Happy birthday to my man, Caden. Coming up on March 22nd. Happy birthday to my nephew, Kyle. Coming up on March 18th. We got some twins in the house, man. Happy birthday to Nia and Naya. At the end of the month on the 30th. You know what I'm saying? I haven't spoken to y'all in a while, but y'all doing y'all thing. Y'all in college. I can't wait to see where that journey takes us. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday to Naya. Celebrating on the 16th. Keep doing your thing. I'm proud of all my Vision for Kids organization. Everybody's doing their thing. Everybody's eating. And everybody's going to be millionaires. Happy birthday to all my March members. Love y'all. This week, Slackers Talk Billion Dollar Quote of the Week is brought to you by none other than yours truly, Coach Hank. And it goes, if you do not believe that you're the best, your opponent has already gotten inside of your head. And like I said, it's none other than your boy, you know, inspired by my alias, Coach Hank. You know, I'm Coach AAU of the team Dream Elite. And that's one of the words that I live by. You know what I'm saying? I can go all day long about my famous quotes. You know what I'm saying? As a basketball coach, you know what I mean? Y'all keep listening to the show, and y'all go get, like, a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to spread the wealth, but it's a lot of them. And basically, like, what it means is not just basketball, not just sports, but whatever you do in life, you got to be confident. You got to have the confidence. If this is something that you do and this is something that you want to be, you have to own it. You have to already have that thought that you're the best. You have to put the work in. You know what I'm saying? You every day, like, just grind and put something toward it. You know what I'm saying? You have to have that belief that you're the best. If you go into a situation thinking or believing that you're not the best, you already lost. You know what I'm saying? The competition got you. Your opponent got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, there should be no way that you get defeated mentally. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you have a game or something, maybe your jump shot is off. Or maybe you're not rebounding, you know, up to your potential that day. But the mental side of it, the confidence, should always be there. Should always be there, regardless of whether things are going good or not. The confidence. Always think that you're the best. You know what I'm saying? $1 billion quote. No, it's truly Coach Hank. Now, you know, without further ado, like, let's get into it, man. This is, like, I had, you know, something else lined up. This is, like, completely unexpected. You know, I wanted to use this platform, and I wanted to use this opportunity to show my respect to a friend of mine. His name is none other than Kenny Geiger. You know, He's older than me. You know what I mean? A former co-worker. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, he passed away on Tuesday. You know, he had cancer. I believe it was stage 3. And, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, I knew from, you know, we all have known for quite some time that, you know, it was going to come down to this, you know. But regardless of whether you know or don't know, it still, like, feels the same after that when you lose a friend. And today, you know, I want to show my respect and talk to you about, you know, the type of guy that Kenny was. And also, I want to use this time to talk to y'all about, you know, what are some of the things that we could do when we lose somebody. You know what I'm saying? There's all different types of opinions out there on, like, what should be done. You know, some people feel like it should be a celebration. Some people might think, you know, a celebration is disrespectful. Some people, you know, want to remember, you know, certain things. There's an important question that I want to go over. If your friend or your relative becomes sick, would you rather see that person, you know, or not see them, or just remember them, you know, how they was beforehand? That's a big question I want to go over. But I want to start by talking about, you know, my man Kenny. You know, first and foremost, you know, I met him at a job. You know, we worked together, and he's a lot older than I am. You know, he got me by, you know, some years. And, you know, one of the first things that drew me to him was, even though, you know, he was older, like, he didn't necessarily, like, treat me like that, if that makes sense. Like, what I mean by that is, you know, most older people, and not, you know, not all, and a lot of it, you know, makes a lot of sense. Like, if you're older than somebody, you figure, like, you would figure, you know what I mean? Not all the time, but most of them figure, like, they know more because they've been on this earth longer. They have more experience. You know, they've been here for a longer time. They've been through more. And it's kind of hard, like, being older and looking at somebody that's younger, but, like, looking at them like they're your equal. You understand what I'm saying? Like, a lot of, and it makes sense, you know, a lot of older guys, it makes sense for, like, the older guys to feel that way. You know, if you're older, like I said, you know, you got more experience, you've been there, you know, you've done that, things of that nature. But he was very knowledgeable. He definitely knew a lot, and you could learn a lot from him. You know what I'm saying? Definite. But what drew me to him was, even though he was older, he had the attitude of, hey, you know, Jay, even though you're younger than me, I can still learn from you. You know, I'm not afraid to ask you a question. I'm not afraid to come to you for help. You know, he didn't let pride get in his way. And, you know, for a lot of us, man, that is real, real, real hard to do, man. Like I said, you know, if you older, that pride get to you and you just say, man, you know, that dude is 5-10 years younger than me, man. I'm not asking him for help. I'm not going to him for that. I'm not talking to him about this. I'm not talking to him about that. It takes it takes a wise person. You know what I'm saying? It takes a wise person to be able to know, hey, you know, it's not an age thing. It's a life thing. Even though I'm older, that doesn't necessarily mean that I have the same exact experiences as this younger guy over here. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm older, I know that I haven't seen everything. There's people that have saw something different, and vice versa. I have seen some things different from other people as well. It takes a special type of guy to like realize that. And he didn't have a problem with pride. That was the first thing that drew me to him. Secondly, and you know, I talk about this a lot too during my episodes. It's like, it's the ultimate honor when an older guy or someone that's older, like, asks you a question or gives you the responsibility of helping them with a certain issue that they have. Like, you know, I was his phone tech, or like anything dealing with, you know, electronics or, you know, apps and stuff like that. You know, he would always, you know, hit me, yo, Jay, you know, my phone is running slow. You know, what's one of the things I could do? Or, you know, what's the quickest way to try to check this out? You know, how you download this app? You know, I was the guy, you know what I'm saying? I was this guy for all that. And it's just like I say in my slogan, you know, all the time. You know, I say it at the top of every episode. You know, y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. It's the same thing, you know. Kenny could have asked anybody in the world, but he came to me. You know what I'm saying? And I always appreciated that. You know what I'm saying? That means, like, the person saw something in you. You know what I'm saying? You know, I didn't advertise myself. I didn't, you know, I don't do it for a living or something like that. Like, he took notice. Like, you know, 9 times out of 10, a person is not just going to anybody for help of anything. You know what I'm saying? In order to go to somebody for any type of help, you have to believe that person is capable of providing it. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciated that. When somebody comes to you for help, that means you're doing something right. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, and I want to use this for my teaching example. A lot of people sometimes get upset, you know, when somebody asks for help. You know, I hear things like, you know, why are you asking me? Or, you know, you might not feel like it. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or something like that. Nah. You know, you read it the wrong way, man. That's a blessing. That person that's asking you, they believe that you're capable of helping them. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna ask somebody who can't help me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a sign, man. That's a show of respect. And I told him, I said, man, you know, I don't care if it's like 5 times a day, 10 times, you know, whatever. If it's something I can help with, man, you know, call me or let me know. You know what I'm saying? Like this is like an honor. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate this. You know what I'm saying? I told him that, you know. And I'm the type of person that, you know, I tell people things like that, not just when something is wrong or something like that. I tell them at a good time. That makes it more meaningful. You know what I'm saying? I told him that, like, nah, you know, this is great. Like, I'm glad that, you know, you come to me because you see something in me. You know, we had that conversation. And, you know, we always had that type of relationship, man. We would always talk about sports, entertainment, things that's going on with life. And this was from the first time I met him all the way on, you know what I'm saying? All the way throughout. And I want to take a quick time out. And when we come back, I want to talk to y'all about, you know, what can we do? What's the best thing for us to do at times like this when you lose a friend or a relative? Because it's a lot of different takes out there and a lot of different opinions. So keep it locked. It's the talk of the town now. What's up, Slackers Talk community? We're here with another Slackers Talk question of the week. And y'all throwing me under the fire in social media. This week's question is, what is the best social media platform? And the nominees are Facebook. You got Twitter. Well, I should say now it's called X. We got Instagram. And of course, man, we got YouTube. So social media, man, is a big deal in today's world. Is you almost could say it's like everything, man. Everything is like through social media. Everybody, when something happens, you know, everybody is on social media first. In a lot of ways, man, you find out something for the first time on social media, man. You know, all these platforms are good. All these platforms are useful. I like them all. It's a trick question, man, because they all for different things, man. You got Facebook. That's good for, like, linking up with people and being in touch. Like, a good way if you went to school with some people and y'all want to reconnect and things like that. Twitter is good for having conversations, debates, and stuff like that. More for older cats, you know what I'm saying, things of that nature. Instagram is more for, like, pictures, you know what I'm saying? Also has some, like, videos and reels and stuff like that. And then, of course, YouTube, man. Straight videos, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of all of them, but, you know, here on the Slackers Talk, you know, I keep my word. I have to pick one. And I have all of them. Slackers Talk is on every platform, as y'all know. I can say that I'm going to go with the one I spend the most time on, and that's Instagram. Instagram is a little bit of both, I can say, man. They give you, like, the pictures. You can also create reels. You can leave a story. It seems like, you know, I get the most out of, like, Instagram. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. And just a fun fact, man, Instagram and Facebook is... I'm sorry, I should say Facebook owns Instagram. So, you know, this is a fun fact. Some people probably don't know that. But to me, I'm a fan of all of them. Slackers Talk is on every platform. But the one I'm going to go with is Instagram, man. I spend most of the time on Instagram. And, you know, that's one I feel like has a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? So I can say Instagram wins that one. Now, moving on for our Wednesday night versus battle. We're going NBA. We're going big man, NBA, old school too on this one, man. Throwback. Two heavyweights, man. Two centers. Two men in the middle. We got, who's the better player? Was it Shaquille O'Neal? Or was it Wilt Chamberlain? Man, you know, two all-time greats, two legends. I didn't get the chance to see Wilt Chamberlain play. I only heard about him, like, do research. Of course, you know, he had the famous 100-point game. Dominant center. Dominant, dominant, dominant. This one is a tough one, man. I'm going to go with Shaq on this one. And let me tell you why. Not to take nothing from Will. And it's not just because I seen, you know, Shaquille O'Neal play. And I've never seen, like, Wilt in an actual, you know, complete game. That doesn't play a factor in this. Basically, you know, I heard about this and I did some research. Basically, like, when Wilt Chamberlain was coming along, there wasn't too many, like, real centers. I actually heard that there was a rumor that, you know, when he scored the 100-point game, you know, the guy that was guarding him was 6'6". You know what I'm saying? Not to take away the 100-point game. That's crazy in itself. The man used to average don't know, 30-something rebounds a game. Just, like, video game numbers, man. You know what I'm saying? Not to take that away. But kind of a little bit of a lack at the center position. You know what I'm saying? I think Shaq faced a little bit more competition. Plus, Shaq couldn't shoot. And he still averaged, you know, he still got 30-something points a game. You know what I'm saying? That's just an ode to his dominance, man. That's just an ode to his dominance. Four-time champion as well. So on this one, man, I'm going to go with Shaq. And I know, like, the older cats have something to say. And all I can say is, like, you know, see me over on Sports Corp Network. And we can talk about it, man. But I'm going with Shaq on that one. And that concludes this week. It's like a social media portion of the show. And y'all know what it is, man. I enjoy this, man. I'll see y'all again next week.
Keep listening to the Slackers Talk podcast. New episodes you don't want to miss.
Welcome back to the Talk of the Town now, where I'm talking about, you know, the loss of my good friend, Kenny G. And, you know, no doubt about it, man. When you lose somebody, it's always going to be a bad feeling. You know, you're always going to miss that person. You're always going to be down. And what I want to kind of get into, you know, talking about this second, you know, segment, you know, what can we do at a time like this? You know, the questions are always asked, like, what's the best thing to do at a time like this? And basically what the question is, what's the meaning of the question is, you know, like in this situation, you know, my man, you know, Kenny got sick. And we were, you know, warned that this time and this day, you know, the day was coming. And a lot of people ask, like, what can we do, you know, during this time or in a situation like this? And my answer to that, I would say that the question depends on the person, first and foremost. As you know, I talked about many times here on the Slackers Talk podcast, everybody has what you call a personality. You know, some people like to talk, some people are quiet, some people like to party, some people like to celebrate, some people want, you know, hey, you know, y'all keep going on. Y'all move on with y'all life. Y'all keep going and stuff like that. I'm good. You have different, like, sets of personalities. Everybody is different. And if you haven't talked to the person directly about it straight up, you kind of have to go off of what personality they have to try to figure out what would they do if the shoe was on the other foot. And for me, pretty much, the answer is simple. I'm going to continue doing the very same things or continue acting the very same way that brought us to the dance in the first place. Like, you know, I'm a realist, you know, to the fullest. And that's the only way I know how to be. You know, my friendship and my relationship with a person is not dependent upon what condition they in at the time or what's their circumstance or what their situation. My friendship and my relationship is based off of being real. You know, when I'm with you, I'm with you. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, the situation or what have you. And that's not going to change, you know, regardless of what the situation is. I think that's the way it should be because everybody's relationship is different. Everybody is not friends or everybody is not cool for the same reasons, you know? So if you decide to do anything different, it's not going to be genuine. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be real. And I believe as far as what that person would want you to do, or what that person would want you to continue doing or continue being, I think they would want you to continue to do the things that they liked about you from the get-go. You know, like, I believe in, you know, your relationship with a person, your friendship, whatever it is that drew you to them, they would want you to be like that toward everybody. You know what I'm saying? That's something that they believe in. You know, in other words, like, you know, how, you know, we had conversations and, you know, we helped each other out, giving each other advice. You know, we was cool on the job and everything. I believe that's how he would want me to be to everybody else. I believe that, you know, Kenny believes that this is how it should be because, you know, this is what he liked. You know what I'm saying? I believe that this is how, you know, you keep on being. You know, you keep on doing, you know, the things that drew you to that person. I think that's what keeps the legacy alive. I think that's what keep, you know, the spirit alive. And just overall in general, you know, you always remember the good times, man, the positive times. And more importantly, you know, and this is the most important thing ever. Like, you know, this is one of the realest things that I ever, like, said here on the Slackers Talk podcast. It is, like, extremely important. Like, extremely important, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of things that's going on out here in the world today. You know what I'm saying? As we all know, I mean, a lot of stuff, man. You know, a lot of real stuff. A lot of serious stuff. Definitely. There's a lot of serious stuff that goes on out here each and every day. You know what I'm saying? And we all know that. You know, y'all watch the news. Y'all might, you know, some of us might live around it. You know, some of us might know some people. You know, all that good stuff, man. There's some, like, serious stuff going on out the world. You know, dangerous. Some things that we just don't have to deal with, but we do. You know, and there's overall, like, a lot of foolishness and stuff like that. Without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot. But there's also, in saying that, there's also a lot of stuff that's, like, real small, man. Like, real basic. Like, stuff that's not even, like, worth, like, mentioning. You know, things that should never be an issue. You know, I've seen things that, you know, become an issue that never had no business at all becoming one. And where I'm going with this is, I'm a person that like to pride myself on being able to get along with everybody. And it's something that I shoot for. It's something that I aim to be. And I just don't go on, you know, my own opinion of myself. You know, I'm not saying that because I think that I'm like that. I've been told this by plenty of people. Man, you know, you always cool, man. Like, you get along with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never really, you know, you solid. I never heard anybody, like, say anything about you negative and stuff like that. And I even been told by, you know, different people that don't necessarily get along with each other. You know what I'm saying? But they had the same opinion about me, about, you know, me getting along with everybody and stuff like that. I think it's, and one of the reasons why, like, I believe that I'm like that is because, one, you know, I don't get into small things. Things that don't, you know, affect me or have no effect. I only deal with serious stuff. Like, pretty much, man, if it's not, you know, business or family, anything, it doesn't, you know, it's not a big deal. It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't really get the light of day. And where I'm going with this is that, and this is important, I can sit here today, and this is one of the most things that I'm proud of, you know, when I'm here honoring my man Kenny G, and you know, I'm talking about anybody in general that I honor, that I may have lost in my life and stuff like that. I can honestly sit here and say that I never had like any bad experience with him. You know what I'm saying? Like no arguments, no situations where we stopped talking, none of that. Ever since I met him, man, it's been like smooth sailing all the way out, man. And a lot of people don't know it, but this is the main reason why, you know, if I could have my way, I would like to be, you know, cool with everybody. You know, like I said, I know it's probably impossible. You have those where, you know what I'm saying, different cases and stuff like that. But the reason why I aim for this is for things like this. You know, you never know when somebody's going to pass away. You know what I'm saying? We never know when that day is. But, and even saying this, you know, regardless, like I mentioned, you know, so many times on the show already, when somebody passes away, you're going to be sad regardless. You know what I'm saying? It's going to hurt. It's going to hit different. You know, you'd never be able to see that person no more. You know, you never have a new experience with that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, things like that. All you have is, like, you know, memories. But the one thing, you know, the one thing that I can hang my hat on was I was always solid with that person. I was always solid with that person, you know? I was always 100 with that person. We was always cool. And it's big because so many people get caught up in the little stuff, you know, let little stuff bother them, and man, you know, because you got something going on, you can't act the same way you normally do every day and all that kind of thing. And you know, you get into it with somebody and then next thing you know, something happens and y'all left off on bad terms. You can't get that day back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't fix that. You can't apologize for that, man. You know, you can't. There's nothing you can do about it. And this is why I would like to, like, stay solid with everybody, man, so that doesn't happen to me. And I do a good job of doing it. You know what I'm saying? And it's not even that I go out trying to do it. It's just who I am as a person. And that's one of the things that I can hang my hat on. You know what I'm saying? Solid, man. Me and Kenny G, solid from day one. Always. You know what I'm saying? No bad moments, man. You know, that's a part of the legacy, man. Like, for real. And for sure, that's one of the things that made us cool in the first place. You know, I'm sure he appreciated the fact that, you know, I was the same way every day. You know what I'm saying? That we was always cool, man. You know. I know he appreciate that. That's one of the things that I'm most proud of, and I hope that everybody is able to do that. You know what I'm saying? If you're a person that's not, you know, known for not getting along, change that, man. If you don't get along with people, change that. Change that. You know what I'm saying? It's a bad feeling, and it's even worse that you can't do anything about it. But I want to take one last commercial break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about some of the things, man, my man Kenny G loved. Be right back. You're listening to the Slackers Talk podcast. This week's Slackers Talk Throwback Thursday classic film is a movie called Coming to America, starring Eddie Murphy. Now, I mean, I could sit here for days and list, you know, this list of countless ways of how this movie is a classic, but star-studded, man, Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, James Earl Jones, and one of the things that makes a movie classic, man, is when you see it, when you seen it when it first came out, and then you look at it again years later, and you start thinking back to the first time you see it, and at the time you didn't realize that it was so many stars in the movie because everybody was just starting out at the time. Everybody was just getting their getting their fresh start. A lot of people were unknown at the time, but like 10, 20 years later, they went on and became stars and stuff like that. This is one of those movies, man. You know, so many people that's in the film that went on to become stars. And just overall, man, a great story. Like dude is rich, and then he comes to New York to play like a poor man and become a janitor. You know what I'm saying? Just to get, you know, this woman's attention. It's funny, man. It's crazy. You got my man John Amos in there from Good Times. If I don't know how, man, but if y'all haven't seen it already, y'all gotta go see it, man. Coming to America. And to make it even more special, like, you know, of course it's not better than the first one, but they came out with a part two, I believe, back in 2018, 2019, something like that. Man, you know, just think of a sequel like 20 something years later. You know what I'm saying? With the same people. That's special. But make sure y'all go see that first one, man. Coming to America, man. Y'all go thank me later. But that's this week's classic films of the week. Coming to America. Go see it. If you are a musician, DJ, podcaster, radio host, or you do anything dealing with an audio platform, check out a company called Sonar. They specialize in musical WordPress themes and services. If you are looking for a good MP3 audio player for your radio station or something to showcase selling your music online, Sonar is right for you. They have hundreds of professional templates for you to choose from and to give you the look you're looking for. Visit sonar.io. That's SONAAR.io. And set yourself apart from the competition.
This episode of the Slack is Talk podcast is brought to you by the Jason Slack brand.
And I'm back here on the Slack is Talk podcast. And, you know, I'm giving a tribute to my man, Kenny G. And I wanted to end the show on a positive note by talking about some of the things that, you know, my man Kenny loved. And, you know, one of the things I enjoyed the most, man, was going back and forth, you know, with him about sports. You know, Kenny G was a diehard Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And, of course, y'all know here, I'm a New York Jet fan. Here on the podcast, all my listeners, y'all know that. Y'all hear me talk about it all the time. Well, I should say y'all hear me venting because I never had a good quarterback in my life. I finally get one and Aaron Rodgers get hurt, but we're not going to talk about that right now. But we wasn't, you know, the Jets and Pittsburgh are not rivals, you know what I'm saying, both in the AFC. But, you know, me being a Jet fan, the thing that bothers me, man, is so many Pittsburgh Steelers fans and Dallas Cowboy fans, and, you know, like, you know, we always go at it about that, you know, how the Steelers fans, you know, they got their pride, they walk around with the towels and all that, man. We used to always go at it about that. You know, you used to talk to me about, you know, Kenny Pickett, what he thought about him as a quarterback. Mike Tomlin is a head coach. You know what I'm saying? We used to always, you know, get into that. And it was just always fun. You know, Pittsburgh fans hate the Cowboy fans, and Cowboy fans hate Pittsburgh. You know, which one will end up with the most championships, Super Bowls, and stuff like that. It was always fun, man, to watch those two fan bases go at each other. You know what I'm saying? And Kenny was right there, always in the mix. You know what I'm saying? It, I always enjoyed that, man, watching that, you know. Cowboys and the Steelers going at each other. And especially, man, when it's in the season when they play against each other, it's nothing like it, man. Nothing like it. Always, man, fun times. And I could definitely say, man, you know, I'm definitely going to keep the debates going, man. You know, he was a big part of that. Big part of that. But mostly, man, you know, same, you know, we keeping it sports. Everybody know I'm a Duke fan. And Kenny G was a Tar Heel fan, man. So we, even though, you know, we wasn't direct rivals in football, we was in college basketball. Like, you can know how that is. And, man, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but, you know, the Tar Heels unfortunately beat us about a month ago. And I didn't get a chance to talk to him about that. But even though, you know, we never spoke about it, man, you know, I could imagine, you know, he had an earful for me. You know, Tar Heels are the best team in North Carolina, and they own the rivalry and all that kind of stuff. I could just imagine, you know, always look forward to that. And in all actuality, you know what I'm saying, I'll be thinking about my man Kenny G again this weekend, man, because we go at it on Saturday. And this time it's for the ACC championship. So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we'll be going at it again, you know. And we always had this thing, too. We had a connection, man. We had, like, a bond. Like, even though if we never, like, seen each other for a couple of days or a while or whatever, when a big sporting event would come up, like when Duke would play North Carolina, I'll get a text from him. You know, if my team won, he'd be like, yo, good game. You know, if his team won, of course, you know, he'll brag. And, you know, I'll do the same. You know what I'm saying? Same thing, you know, with Pittsburgh. You know, if he just wanted to vent, you know, he'll leave a text or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm definitely, like, going to miss that. And, you know, I must say, you know, one of the things that he was definitely most proud of, man, was his niece, Malaysia, that plays for the Gamecocks. You know, super proud, man. And, you know, we actually made plans to go down there to a game. You know what I'm saying? We was definitely supposed to do that. But just, like proud. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, proud of his niece. You know, we used to talk about it all the time. Like, all the way, you know, from when she was in high school. You know, he told me the story about how she got started playing basketball. You know, playing up against, you know, dudes at a young age and stuff like that. Like, he shared that story with me. You know, I remember even as he, you know, got sick, you know, I couldn't really tell if he was able to, like, at least, like, look at it or whatever. But I still included him in the Slackest Talk, you know, question of the week. You know, he was a part of that, the classic films. Like, we'll sit and talk movies. You know, I'll tell him, like, something new to watch. You know, he'll tell me a movie that he's seen that I need to check out. You know what I'm saying? Like, just putting each other on to different things and stuff like that. This overall, in general, man, like, you know, having fun, talking sports, you know, talking movies, music, all kind of things, man. You know, helping them with the phone, you know, I enjoyed that. And in closing, man, you know, I can honestly say, man, I learned a lot from you. I enjoy, like talking to you about sports, even though you're a Pittsburgh fan, even though you're a Tar Heel fan, you know what I'm saying? It's just the debates. You know, I loved it, man. You know, we got Sports Court Network here. I love it, man, you know. The thing I enjoyed the most was, you know, of course, you know, him being older, I didn't know him, you know, when he was a child. But, you know, when I did, you know, get to know him, as, you know, he got older, and we all get older every day, it seemed like he was still the same. You know what I'm saying? He still had that cool vibe about him. And I like to see that, man. I like to see that. Like, older guys, like, still hanging out, still enjoying life and stuff like that. I love that, man. I love it. And just going to miss all the fun conversations, man, about sports, about life, all the help, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know. And I like the fact, you know, what I'm about to say, I actually got a chance to say it to you, you know, in person, you know, and I'm going to say it, you know, again, you know, for a final time. I thank you, man, for coming to me, you know, with help on the phone. You know, something like that could be considered like small to other people. But again, like, you know, you being older, you could have went anywhere in the world, man. Like, it's not just the phone, you know, it was like other things too, man. Like downloading apps to pay a bill, downloading apps for like your insurance and stuff like that. What's the easiest way to do this and the easiest way to do that? I thank you, man, for coming to me with that. You know what I'm saying? It put me on the right path. It showed that, man, if an older guy like coming to me about this, I must be doing something right. You know what I'm saying? I must have knowledge to offer. You know what I'm saying? I thank you for that. And I got the opportunity to tell you that in person, which is like so important. Like so many times, like people wait until it's too late. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like, you know, it was real. You know, we really got a chance to like, you know, we didn't cut no corners. We was always cool. And I enjoyed it, man. I enjoyed it. You know, it was definitely like fun times. You know, I'm gonna keep it going. I'm gonna keep being the person that helps people. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say thanks. You know, I enjoy being around you. And just like for one more time, man, one more time. And I'm sorry to do it to you, man, but come Saturday, man, the Duke Blue Devils have to take care of the Tar Heels, man. You know, we gotta take care of business, man. And when we do, when we bring home that ACC championship, you know what I'm saying? When we bring home that ACC championship. Now, it's going to be kind of tough for us to win the whole thing this year. You know, we got guards, man, but we kind of lacking up front, man, with size, man, and being physical. You know what I'm saying? But we gotta bring home that ACC championship. And when we do, man, when we do, I'm going to text you. Now, somehow, some way, man, if this don't work out and the Tar Heels win, I know that you would definitely, definitely let me hear about it. All love, Kenny G. Remember, man, definitely not forgotten, brother. Definitely not forgotten. Appreciate you, man. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And never going to forget you, Kenny G. We need more people like you. Y'all be safe out there, and we'll be back to talk again next week. Peace.